coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation. It's your host, Doug Hagman.
Hey, welcome to Hagman. It is the Hagman Report for today. It's Friday. Eric the Tech, it's Friday. What do you think? You like that? Friday?
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter at all.
Every day is a work day.
Every day is a work day indeed. Can you see that lapel pin? What does that look like?
Is that Santa Claus?
See, you think it's Santa Claus. You know what that is? You can't see it. Too bad. It's, yeah, let me see. A listener sent that to me. That's Sherlock Holmes, actually. Yeah, you can't really see it, but Sherlock Holmes. Well, thank you for sending that. Appreciate that. Really nice. Barbara sent that to me. Thank you so very much. God bless you. Little note and everything. A couple of things before I get started. Coffee sales, you know that coffee sales have doubled. In fact, one of the most, there was, I can't remember the name of the website, but they monitor the sales of different items. Coffee sales doubled since March. Not our coffee sales, but in general, okay? Up 101%, which reflects a doubling. Okay, so I want to tell you this real quick. We have bags on order. The roaster ran out of our bags. That's right. It's a good thing, sort of, kind of. So if you order coffee right now, which you can do, you're going to get it in a generic, you know, FDA-approved bag, and everything's fine. It just doesn't have all the pretty stuff that these bags have. Hopefully we'll get that rectified within the next eight or 9 days. That was a supply side issue with an influx of coffee orders, and we apologize for that. But nonetheless, we're trying to rectify that. And believe me, during this lockdown, everything is affected. Okay. So everything's affected. A couple of things that I want to get into. I've got a great show lined up for you today. Riding shotgun with me here in a few minutes is going to be Coach Dave Dobmeier. I need his vibrant energy, his input, his uptake on things. I need that. So he's going to be riding shotgun with me. We're going to be talking about a lot of things, stuff that's on his mind, stuff that he's come up with. So that's Dave Dobmeier, Coach Dave Live here momentarily. But, you know, it's you're seeing more and more in the news, the headlines. The Chinese Communist Party virus is man-made. I don't think there is any person with any intellectual honesty that could say that this is not a man-made virus. Epic Times up on HagmanReport.com. A tremendous 55-minute documentary about the origins of the Wuhan Communist Chinese Party virus. You gotta watch it. You just got to watch it. I'm telling you. Well, you have the time because it tells you, it shows you pictures, it gives you names and places, and it's accurate. But, so it could only have been created in a lab. This is Epic Times, the documentary. There it is. This global plandemic. All right. The, the worst economic or employment, I should say, soon to be economic collapse in U.S. history by a very wide margin. We're beginning to see the, front runnings of that. President Trump sent funds that were earmarked for the World Health Organization, in case you didn't catch this, to Samaritan's Purse instead and Red Cross to fight the virus. Thank you, President Trump. Using the funds as they were intended, the World Health Organization, Tedros, and others, my goodness. And don't forget, World Health Organization's here. The funding coming in, top, United States. Number two, you ready? Bill Gates. Oh, Bill and Melinda. And by the way, have you seen Melinda Gates? Just saying. Just asking. I don't know.
Ish.
Have you seen that picture?
Ish.
Eric the Tech. Ish.
Is ish a word?
You know what? Let's make it a word. Yeah, in language, when I look at emails and comments and articles, I'm telling you, I don't know what some of these people, you know, God bless, as I say, bless your heart. Okay. A lot. Just one example, a lot. Spell that for me. Don't spell it for me. It's two words. A space L-O-T, not A-L-L-O-T, not A-L-O-T smushed together.
I like that allotment.
Yeah, allotment. You're a little feisty today, Eric the Tech. By the way, on Sunday, just to be clear, emails are going out or have gone out or will be shortly going out or did go out earlier today. I don't know. Did they go out earlier today, Eric the Tech, emails about Sunday?
Yes.
All right. Just to be clear, those people, and I want to be really precise on this, there were some fine folks who opted to support Steve Quayle and I in a separate endeavor covering legal litigation expenses, okay, who were invited to a private meeting with Steve and I. Actually, Steve, because I'm just going to kind of listen to what Steve's got to say, where you can ask him basically anything you want. And anyway, because of the fact that Branson has been canceled, the physical Branson has been canceled, not the virtual Branson, but the physical gathering of people at Branson has been canceled, we are going to have a meeting starting at 1 p.m. to those individuals specifically who gave to the fund for that meeting / dinner, okay? And what we'll do, because I think like an hour, like 90 minutes was in conversation, 90 minutes I think was discussed after the dinner of just direct conversation. We're going to extend this to 3 or 4 hours, okay? But it's going to be fabulous. So if you sent money to the dinner, for that dinner, for that meeting in Branson, and you're listening to this, and you did not get an email, this is what you got to do. You send an email to, you ready? Doug@HagmanReport.com. Two N's on Hagman. And on the, in the email, or in the subject line, all caps, Branson meeting. Okay? Can you do that for me? But you should have gotten that by now. All right. Look, things are happening right now. Real quick, I want to show you just a real quick 3-minute video. Candace Owen. Here's what happened. And here's my problem. When I went to a store yesterday, 80% of the people walking around the store, they were wearing masks, face masks, medical masks, or some kind of face covering. 20% weren't. I was not. And, like I said yesterday, I think it was, now maybe it's off air. I was talking about this. The checker, the cash register person. And I go there. And again, this is a rather upscale grocery store kind of thing, where, I don't know how you describe it, but it's not in the middle of town. It's in suburbia, and a lot of soccer moms, forgive that expression if that's offensive. Not meant to be, but a lot of people, professional people shop there. So I just kind of wanted to just get the feel for what was going on. And the, of course the instructions were pretty clear. You had to stand a certain a certain space apart from other people, and while you were in line, and you had somebody showing you where to line, where to go into the checkout section. So you took your cart, and then there's a big thing on the floor that says "Stop here, wait for instructions," and then behind the register is a cashier with a mask covering on. So I figured, okay, you know what I usually do. I mean, when I go shopping, and this before, I push the cart up, I throw stuff on the conveyor belt, and push up the cart, ready, you know, to check out. You know the story. I mean, you know the drill, right? Oh no, 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 no! Not this time. I heard this. I'm gonna try my best to replicate this. So I pushed the cart up. I saw that, you know, wait for instructions. This woman was, I don't know what she was doing up by the cash register. And of course she's covered. There's a plexiglass cover up there, you know, that wasn't there before. And anyway, so I started to put my stuff on the conveyor belt thinking that's what you're supposed to do. And I heard this. And I looked at her. I'm thinking, huh? You talking to me? You talking to me? I know that was a bet. Anyway, but I said, what? And she said, hey, hey, hey. I said, I can't understand you behind that mask and the plexiglass.
Then she hit you with a ruler.
Yeah, I'm telling you. We almost came to blows. It could have been. It could have happened.
Is that plexiglass bulletproof?
You know what? I was packing too. So I stopped what I was doing. And I said, I can't hear you. I can't understand you behind that mask. So she just gave me the finger. She went like this. All right.
And you gave her a different finger?
Oh, man. I'll tell you. I was wound up, man. I was, you know, don't do. So she said, Which was ultimately translated into wait until I tell you to put your stuff on there. Okay. On the conveyor belt. All right. So we got that settled. So then I was given the approval, the all clear sign after she had sprayed everything down and wiped everything down. And it's like, I'm thinking, okay, you know. So I start putting the stuff on there. I had like five, six things. I don't know. It was just stupid stuff. And so I put the stuff on there and started pushing my cart up. And I heard this. Phew! I thought she might have coughed or something. And I looked at her, and she's looking at me. And all these beady eyes, okay, through the beady eyes. Phew! Which meant stop right there. I thought, okay. So I didn't, here's the bottom line. I was not allowed to proceed until she told me to. And I was only allowed to proceed after the last item was put in a bag. And then she, through the hand motions, you know, said, come on down. So I went, pushed my cart down. By that time, I was fried. I mean, I was like really, you know, not happy. And a new thing, a security guard walking back and forth up front. I'm thinking, all right, we're gonna have a go.
Then you were taken into the back room.
Yeah. ain't nobody taking me into the back room. But anyway, yeah. Anyway, I did express my displeasure vocally. Now, you know, I'm just kind of a shriveling violet when that comes to that. My wife doesn't. She won't go shopping with me, and you know, Eric the techie pretends he doesn't know me, and you know, but I'm going to tell you something right now. The world, we're not going back to where we were. If you think that's happening, that to me is a pipe dream. It ain't happening because these Dr. Mengele-esque individuals. Behind this pandemic, plandemic, virus, hysteria, in these power-grabbing governors and mayors and the people involved in all of this, oh, they can feel that tyranny and they love it. Good God, they love it. So if you think we're going back to the way we were, we ain't. By the way, is Coach on? Can we get him? Because I want to get his take too on this this video from Candace Owen. But here's the nice part about this. People are beginning to realize that these lockdowns are a blatant violation of our Bill of Rights. You cannot don't be going. You know what really hacks me off is these. Now look, I am pro law enforcement. Okay. I got a lot of friends who are police officers. I have a lot of friends who are detectives. I've got a lot of friends with the DA's office, with federal prosecutors. And by the way, I'm not a federal prosecutor. I never said I was. So shut up, idiot.
Judge Doug.
Yeah.
You do have a gavel, though. Should take that to the grocery store with you.
Oh.
A little whack-a-mole.
It's going to be more than a gavel. So anyway, but here's the thing. Despite the fact that I'm pro-law enforcement, and this is a fun Friday. It really is a fun Friday for me, but despite this, all right, you go around and you exercise your authority, which is antithetical to our constitutional rights, you are dead wrong. Let me say that again. If you're a cop out there, if you're a police officer out there, and you go around exercising not authority but power, which is contrary to our God-given rights as delineated by the Constitution and Bill of Rights, you are dead wrong. And don't give me this crap just following orders. That's the 1946 Nuremberg garbage. All right. You have to understand that I think everyone understands that our rights are being trampled on every single day. Pastors are being arrested for what? For church services. You got this whack job in New York saying, well, we'll just cut off, you're going to have a service now during this lockdown? We'll make sure you never open again. How the freak dare you? And who in the hell do you think you are? All right. Who? And who gave you that authority? Because it certainly was not me. And it's certainly not us. And you want to go? We'll have a go. Right now. But the nice part is the people in Michigan and the people in other states, they're starting to say, wait a minute. No, no. Okay, Lansing, Michigan, against that feminazi. Out there, governor, feminazi, governor, crazy, lunatic. I'm telling you, this is not going to end well if this keeps going the way it's going. But even if it does end well, in quotation marks, we're never going to see the freedoms that we lost during this pandemic, or at least fully restored. They won't be fully restored. Let me know when you got Coach on. All right, Coach. I am mad as hell, and I'm not going to take it anymore. Coach Dave Dobmeier from CoachDaveLive.com. CoachDaveLive.com. If you aren't sitting in on and participating in his huddles at 7 o'clock every morning, 7 o'clock Eastern Time, a.m. Eastern Time, I'm going to tell you, you're missing a lot. He is doing so much. He's rallying the troops. He's boots on the ground. He's kicking butt. He's traveling. He's grabbing life by the shoulders, by the nape of the neck, and saying, you know what? You're not going to do this to me. You're not going to do this to us. Coach Dave Dobmeier is really a guy I look up to, but I try to model my actions after him. I really do, because he's a guy that gets things done. He'll go out to Hillary's house and say, hey, Hillary, come on out. Let's talk. He'll go to wherever he needs to go to. He'll go to these murder mills where unborn babies are killed and, you know, throw down there. I mean, he'll do whatever it takes to fight for not just himself. It's not about him. It's about all of us, and it's about our children and their children, and it's about the country. But he's kicking butt, taking names, His pencil's about needs sharpened, I think, at this point. But, Coach, thanks for coming on with me, man. And let's hang out and let's talk.
Doug, first of all, I love your hairdo. I texted you that the other day when I saw I love. And, right now there's a rally going on in Columbus, Ohio. Actually, it starts at 2:00. I don't know if I'm going to, I got a lot of things going on. I don't know if I'm going to have the chance to get over there, but some of our guys are over there. We had one last week where, Governor DeWine was holding a press conference and they were pounding on the windows. It's like watching the left. I couldn't believe it. And it got so loud inside the, where DeWine was, Governor DeWine was having his press conference, Doug, that they couldn't hardly hold it. And of course you go to the media and they're talking about, these people, they're stepping out of line. No, brother. No, we're getting in line and it's time we began to do that. So there's a rally going on today at 2:00. There's going to be a drive rally tomorrow at 2:00 in Columbus. And there's going to be another rally, believe it, on Monday. And Doug, I don't know, to me, I love the situation that we find ourselves in, as we saw in Lansing, Michigan. They've been trying. James Carville told us about 15 or 20 years ago that all politics are local, but evidently we didn't listen to him. We didn't get it. And what the President Trump, I think, masterfully is doing, and what I've been suggesting that he do, not that I'm giving him advice, but say, listen, from our standpoint here in the federal government, it's okay to up your states. It's okay. And then put the pressure on the governors. Have President Trump tell the governors, hey, governor, it's up to you. You run your state, whatever you think, and then what happens? Then we can actually go and impact our elected officials, our local elected officials, and they can't say, well, we can't do it because the feds say we can't do it. Enough of that malarkey, Doug. Enough of it. And I've seen too many of these governors who think that where do they get the power to do all of these things that they're doing to us, Doug? Where's that power coming from? And I don't know. So we're seeing for the first time in a long time average citizen pushback. Now, is it too late? How's this whole thing going to play out? I don't know. But praise God that it looks like the masses are starting to awaken a little bit, Doug.
It does. Yeah, I'm ready to rumble. I'm telling you right now, I am beyond ready. I'm tired of I'm just tired of what I'm seeing. I'm tired of these people. I'm tired of the word lockdown. I'm tired of the word quarantine. And look, I understand, as you do, I understand the need for sensible, protection, you know, for safety and sensible protection. But we're absent, the sensible part's absent. If you've got a hotspot in New York City, by all means, handle that. But don't punish upstate New York. You know, I mean, and don't tell me I can't go out of my house. I've got to stay in my house. I can't walk my dog, because the first time you tell me I can't walk my dog, I'm walking my dog. Okay.
Well, Doug, how about this one, Doug? Is the governor the new king? Is he the new king now? They're in Pennsylvania. Do you have a House of Representatives and a Senate? Do you have other elected officials? Where did the governor get the power to do what they're doing? By the way, here in Ohio, it's some, I'm not making this up, part-time doctor. Her name is Amy Acton, who is a big Obama supporter. I'm not making it up. She was a big Obama supporter, and our governor, Michael DeWine, was best buddies. He used to be in the Senate. He was best buddies with John McCain. Need I say any more? Right. And so now we have this unelected part-time doctor telling us we can't go anywhere and can't do anything. Now, you know, if things are really, really that serious, I get it and we'll crack down. But, you know, I said the other day, more Americans believe in the coronavirus, which they cannot see, than God. They can't see God either. In fact, that's what they say. Well, how can you believe in like an invisible God? Well, how do you believe in an invisible virus, right? It's just, it's craziness. But as always, Romans 8:28 says, all things work together for good for those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. I see this as an unbelievable opportunity from the Lord for the church, for citizen, Joe Sixpack citizen, to be relevant again, Doug. And I'm excited. I'm excited about what I see. I'm like everybody else. Doug, we live out in the country, okay? I'm not locked in downtown Columbus, Ohio, and not locked in downtown Pittsburgh. We're out.
Right.
People live out here, right? We're social distancing, whatever the heck that means. That doesn't where we are here. I get it in the city. But the fact, you know, they put it out on order saying that you had to, you know, you weren't allowed to travel. You go to our local Kroger's, it's packed. You go to Lowe's, it's packed. You go, people are acting normally out here. But Doug, in the process of destroying the economy, they're destroying the economy. That's the bigger issue that's going on that many of us, being, again, afraid of this invisible virus, are watching so much of what people have poured their lives into being destroyed right in front of them. And they say, well, Coach, are you saying that the economy is more important than lives? Of course not. But the economy is certainly part of lives, isn't it? And at some point.
Yeah, and it could be a lot more deadly.
On top of evaluation? It can be more deadly to more people, right?
That's right. And wait until this is fully, wait until the impact of this is felt fully, because I have a feeling that the consequences of this lockdown will be much greater in terms of lives lost than the actual virus itself. That's not diminish the virus. I'm just saying.
Right, Doug, but here's the truth. I was explaining this on my show. I talked a little bit about this morning. When the lockdown first began, guys go 2 weeks being locked down. They don't like it, but after 2 weeks, they get a paycheck. And they keep on going, and they go 2 more weeks, and they still don't like it, but they're locked down. They're trying to be good citizens. And then at 2 weeks, they don't get a paycheck. Now, they may get a check from the government, but they didn't get a paycheck. And now we're 3 weeks or however long we're into it. And the truth is, Doug, if they put us back to work tomorrow, it's going to be 2 weeks before those guys get a paycheck again. So we are in a really, really dangerous time in America. As we know, most people live paycheck to paycheck, brother.
Sure.
Some of them have missed a couple of them right now, and that's going to cause men to do desperate things. So I think we have to be really, really careful in how we push back, what our pushback looks like. But we have to be firm in our stance and declare that we can have our liberties back. Can we have some can I have some more porridge, please? Can I go out? Can I go to the dentist, please? By the way, the dentist is closed. And what happened to me?
I'm sorry, the dentist is closed, and you were cut off there for a second. And what happened?
Planned Parenthood's open.
Oh, exactly, exactly. And by the way, yeah, the fact that the dentist is closed, it makes absolutely no sense to me. But yeah, and Planned Parenthood is open, and that's kind of embraced by these leftist judges, these God hating judges. You got to keep Planned Parenthood open. I mean, who in the hell thinks about the?
It's amazing, isn't it? But Doug, again, we spoke about this on my show this morning. I'm not trying to give out props to my show.
No, please do, because I love it.
We talked about that this morning, the idea of, please hear me, folks, listen to me. Whether you are a Christian or you're not a Christian, whether your spiritual walk matters to you or not, let me tell you something. There is a bright side and there is a dark side. There is a devil and there is a God. However you might want to form that in your own opinion and how you choose to follow him, but let us never, ever forget that it tells us in the book of Genesis. You can say, well, I don't believe the Bible. Okay, just bear with me a second. That there would be an eternal battle that would take place between the dark side, the seed of the serpent, and the bright side, this woman, between the devil and God, if we were to say that. And that Jesus Christ would crush the head of the serpent, and that's what happened at the cross. But, Doug, this battle, this football game, this whatever you want to call it, continues to play out right in front of us. And we spoke today a little bit on our show about the whole idea of Psalm 2, that the kings of this world are conspiring against the Lord and his anointed. And I just asked people a question, who are the kings of this world? What does that mean when you read that in the Bible? And what does it mean in Ephesians when they talk about principal powers, evil spirits in high places? See, the Christians, our team, we believe in the supernatural, but we don't really. We don't really. And on our show this morning, we talked about the fact that the supernatural is real. Did you know, Doug, that tomorrow, April 18th, you go down through history and you check out the things that happened on April 18th within that 24-hour period, Oklahoma City bombing happened way on and on and on through things that happened in that window. Did you know April 18th is a high satanic holiday?
I did.
Do we have any idea? And do we understand that whether we believe it or not, dark forces believe it? In fact, they believe in it more than we believe in our God, Doug. They actually believe if they cast spells and put on hexes, that they believe those things actually work. They actually make sacrifices, blood sacrifices. They believe in them. And so we look at those of us who consider ourselves Christians, we believe in the devil. We don't think it's real. We don't think this spiritual battle is real. And that's much of what we see playing out in front of us.
Boy, I'll tell you, you're 100% right. And that's one of the issues I've tried to really make clear is it doesn't matter. You know, I see various pleadings and I see various, documents where it doesn't matter what you and I believe. It matters Amen. What the Satanists believe to be true, and belief is the driver of action. So they will act upon Amen. Their beliefs. Amen. And it just really crisps my bacon when I see people, especially you and I. I mean, we're Christian men, but it hurts me a lot where we can't form a group of Christian men to stand up and say, you know what? This is what we believe, and our belief is rooted in, you know, the one true God of this,
truth.
The truth. Right. So, you know, it's frustrating. It's hurtful. Why is there such a disconnect here? Because right now, shouldn't all of the Christian men be shining? Shouldn't we pick up our metaphoric swords, you know, and be out there saying, let's do this. Let's fight this evil.
Yeah. That's our problem, Doug. And this is where, hey, you can turn off if you want to, folks. It's Doug's show. Don't hold against Doug what I'm about to say. We have the worst Christian leadership in the history of the United States of America, maybe in the history of the world. And we see what's happened here, Doug, with this virus issue and churches willfully closing their doors, not even pushing back against it. Churches becoming can you imagine that? That your faith becomes non-essential. Not only that, Doug, pastors declaring their churches non-essential.
Man, that hurts. Makes me, yeah.
Huh? Come on, man.
Really? I mean, who in the hell? That would be like saying, you know what? This is non-essential. That's even a bad analogy, but declaring your own venue or platform non-essential, but especially being a church and doing that
So you imagine the old devil, if there is a devil, I bet he's sitting over in a corner laughing, isn't he?
Oh, yeah.
He said, we got them to close down. We didn't even have to do anything. We just came up with an invisible virus and they closed the doors on their own. And so that shows again, the Christian leadership, because Doug, we in America today, I'll go there. Romans 13.
Yep.
Most of our pastors believe and teach that Romans 13 demands that Christians always be obedient to government, even if that government is wrong. We have been convinced that we are not to push back. We are to blindly obey. And I was listening to the earlier segment that you had where you talked about the police officers not following the Constitution. Doug, they don't know the Constitution.
Exactly.
It's our experience out on the street. They don't know the Constitution, right? And so we find ourselves in the mess that we are in because the beacon of truth has been for generations in America, the pulpits of America, and Doug, the pulpits of America, we see this. The pulpits of America have really no answer to what's going on. The pulpits in America can't even explain to the people God-given unalienable rights, that an unalienable right, an inalienable right is like the color of your skin. You can't change it. You are born with it. It is who you are. Your sex used to be inalienable. You couldn't go from a man to a woman. You still can't, by the way. Your DNA remains exactly what it was. But the churches have dropped the ball, and we've become influenced by the world to where now many of our pastors are embracing these lies of the world. Why would we be surprised when the government tells them that they should start closing down, and they do it. And they say, well, we want to be kind to our fellow man. We want to protect our fellow brothers. Well, of course we do. But is there a law, or is law, does law not matter? Does the government have the right to say, close your doors, church, and you just blindly do it? And Doug, you won't find, they have no power to do that, brother.
No, they don't.
They have no. Jesus stood in front of Pilate. Pilate said, don't you know I have the power to crucify you or release you? What did Jesus say? He said, no, dude, you got no power on over me unless it had been given to you from above. We, the people, are the power. We, the people, are not the governor, not the president, not Congress. We, the people. And because we've laid back, especially in our churches not being taught to fight back, we become powerless. We become non-essential. And that's why what we're seeing in America, in my opinion, is the rising up, I call the NASCAR crowd, Doug, the NASCAR crowd. Not the average, the guys, please take this in the right, folks, this is just me, okay? The guys who have God tattooed on their arm.
Yep.
Jesus, if he walked through the door, you know what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. Those guys who are Americans, God-fearing Americans, even though they don't have maybe a real relationship with Jesus Christ, those guys who are standing up and pushing back. It isn't pastors. It isn't churches. It's these good old boy Americans. And I say, bully to it, more to it. We need it.
I totally agree. And whoever stands up and takes this mantle, you know, I applaud. And you're right. You know, but we need to stand up right now in Pennsylvania. The Governor Tom Wolf, I think he's in his bunker somewhere, because, by the way, Pennsylvania Senate had issued a bill. I think it's Bill 613. I'm not sure. Saying, you know what? You're not going to shut down you're not going to shut down the businesses. We are going to fight back, push back. And of course, it's going to his desk. And, I'm not sure how this is going to go, but the fact is, we need to make ourselves, I mean, if there's any other time in history, isn't this the time that we've been waiting for to say, okay, well, not waiting for, but expecting, that we need right. we need to go out there and we need to fight, right? I mean, I'm ready.
This is our time. And so I say to people that they, you know, all these things they predict, it's going to happen. You know, the vaccinations, taking the mark of the beast, all those things that the church has been preaching. Doug, it looks to me like those things, the possibilities are right out there in front of us. And what does the church do? Church runs and cowers. Church has church service in their cars. Now, listen, I'm sorry if this is hurting somebody's feelings. Church service in your car. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? And it's all part of the same thing. Who's afraid of the big bad wolf? They're huffing and they're puffing and they're exposing to, again, the real powerlessness of the American church. Now, Doug, if I can give a plug of our website.
Please.
Eric, if you could go there. One of the things that I started to do, Doug, that I believe we are in what I call, Eric, go to where it says see coaches video picks.
Oh, I know exactly where you're going. Watch this, folks. Go ahead.
That's okay. I wrote a commentary yesterday called Ball of Confusion. Remember that song from The Temptations, The Ball of Confusion? We are in a ball of confusion, Doug. Ball of confusion.
Yep, we
are. And because of it, go ahead.
No, you nailed it on this one. Where is it on the screen that I'm looking at here? I can't see the preview monitor very well. So,
Doug, they're all good, and these are video folks. Please listen to me. Some of you, if you're watching the Hagman Report, you're awake. You get it. And one of the greatest struggles that you probably have is, how do I awaken others? How do I get my brother to listen? How do I get my neighbor? How do I get my pastor to listen? They won't listen to you. So other people speak for you. And so take one of these videos, like it's Dr. Shiva. I don't know if you've been following him, or, oh my goodness, we had on Sherry Tenpenny the other day talking about vaccinations.
Yeah, I'd like to hear. Yeah, I got your message on that, and I'd love to hear a little bit about that too, if you want to.
Well, okay, now that's not on this section. That's on our show section. But here's what I'm telling you, folks. just take one of these videos. I'm trying to save you some of the legwork, okay? I'm giving perspectives because it is a ball of confusion, and say, listen, watch this video and then forward this video to whoever. It's your pastor, it's your brother, it's your cousin. We have got to red pill people to exactly what's going on. And the truth is, they may not listen to you. And you could tell them, go listen to Doug Hagman. But Doug, they're not going to go listen to an hour. They're just not going to do it. So a lot of the videos that we've posted are short 5-minute clips, 6-minute clips that'll go to the heart of these issues that then you can use to help wake and people, because once they begin to get an idea of what's going on, then you create a hunger inside them. So I would tell you folks, if you were to check us out daily, we're adding new videos every day. You don't have to agree with them. You may not agree with them, but it's a different perspective that you're not getting. And so I'm trying to save you all the hours of research that so many other people are doing and say, hey, just watch this one, will you? Just watch this thing on Bill Gates, will you? What he's really all about. And then, folks, then you red pill your friends. Say, listen, I watched this video. I watched this video on Bill Gates and vaccines, and man, I was really troubled by it. And you send it to you. What do you think about this? Watch this video for me. It's real short. Watch this. Tell me what you think. And then kind of lead them to the truth. Now, Eric, if you can go back to the first page, the homepage, folks, we have an interview. We have two interviews of Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. You can see her over there on the far end, and Kevin Shipp. I did those interviews on and Wednesday of those two guys, of Sherry Tenpenny, speaking about vaccinations and what vaccine. Doug, my wife listened to it twice.
I love it. She said, oh my goodness.
Huh? Oh my goodness.
Yes.
The information.
And feel free to share any tidbits you want. I heard this. Folks, please do me one favor. And I feel bad I didn't mention this before, but that interview, do me one favor. Go to CoachDaveLive.com. That's CoachDaveLive.com. Navigate to that 4/15/20 interview. Yep. There, Coach Dave Live with guest Dr. Tenpenny. Listen to that and share it. My goodness, the information, yep, it blew me away.
Well, Doug, there was one mic drop after another. And you know what I really like about her? She's been doing vaccine research for years, and she knows all the answers, and she cuts to the chase. She doesn't try to make you feel good. She says, no, you'll hear her say to one of the callers or ask her a question. She'll say, well, that's not true. That's not true. And then she goes right at it. So folks, this is a quality interview because we do know this, don't we? There's something about vaccinations. Did you know, folks, did you know that Dr. Tenpenny in this interview tells us that it's almost irrefutable evidence that many of our cancers are caused by vaccinations that we had years and years ago.
Yes.
People like us, when we had vaccinations, Doug, it was three, mumps, measles, and what was the other?
Whooping cough.
We had three. Now they got like 19 that they're putting into these new kids in a soup. Folks, listen to this interview with Dr. Tenpenny. And then we have another one on there that's also a must listen to, and that was with Kevin Shipp talking about the deep state and was Obama really a Muslim. We ask him some questions that probably the average person doesn't get a chance to hear. Folks, we are in the information age, and your friends don't want to hear what you have to say. They're not going to believe it, all right? But they might listen to what somebody else says. Present them evidence and then shut your mouth. And so again, at our website, we're putting up new videos every day. And here's one of the good things. That video, see, YouTube pulls them down.
Yep.
Eric, if you go back to that one, Out of the Shadows, I don't know if you guys are familiar with that one or not. Out of the Shadows was a video created by, Kevin Shipp is in the video and Liz Croken's in the video. Favorite people of the Hagman Report. And it's an hour and 15 minutes that's now had 4 million views, almost 5 million views, Doug, in a little over 14 days. And this thing is amazing. And you listen to it and you say, oh my goodness. Well, we put that on our website. We locked it in on our website so that when it disappears from YouTube, we already got it. So those are some of the things that we're trying to do. And I'm just trying to make this to be an information place where people can come click on the videos, and it says videos, coach watches or whatever, and we add to it every day.
You know, I love what you're doing, because it seems not that you weren't on top of your game before, but what you've done is really upped the level of information out of shadows. By the way, that video,
important. It's something, man.
It really is.
Sit down when you watch it, folks. Yep. You better sit down.
And I got to tell you, I know Kevin Shipp, okay? He's been on this program. I have a lot of respect for him, former CIA officer, and he knows what he's talking about. Out of the Shadows is his book. So very good. So what did Kevin Shipp, with respect to the deep state and what's going on right now, give me a little taste. Or the audience a little taste as to what his position is.
Well, how about this one, Doug? I remember I talked about it being a ball of confusion. We're living in a ball of confusion right now.
Yep.
Because you know right now that you could have a guest on right now, Doug, a well-respected guy. I mean, I don't know who it would be, but you would know somebody who would come on here and tell you that Donald Trump is really part of the deep state.
Right. I'm sure.
We can find guys out there, people that you trust and really believe and read their stuff and listen to their stuff, and they'll give you evidence for why Donald Trump is part of the deep state. And then you have another guest on the next night, and he's going to tell you just the opposite, right?
Yep.
And so that's this ball of confusion. Who do we trust? How do we know? Well, Kevin Shipp was very, very clear that Donald Trump's one of the good guys. He's one of the good guys. And the truth of it is, we don't understand the depth of the deep state and the literally two generations that they've had to get themselves locked in place. And so the average guy like me or you, we say, well, daggone it, if I was president, here's what I would do. Oh, yeah? Really? You don't have any idea what he's dealing with, right? And you don't have any idea the depth of the swamp, the connections in the swamp, and the attempt that he's trying to make. And I'd want to make some of my friends mad, because I have some never Trump friends that say, oh no, he's part of the Kabbalah and he's part of all that stuff. Well, that's the age of confusion that we're, ball of confusion we're in.
Right.
So what I'm trying to do again on our website is just, I put some information out here, folks. You know, at some point you're going to have to believe somebody, aren't you? And let the Holy Spirit guide you into all truth as to whether this guy, hey Doug, are there really going to be perp walks? Are there really going to be? We all want to know that. Dad, is Hillary going to jail? What did Kevin Shipp say? Is Hillary going to jail? He said, well, some people are going to go to jail, but he said, I can't promise you it's going to be Hillary.
I can't
promise you that.
Yeah, some people will indeed go to jail. Tom Fitton is good, by the way, Judicial Watch. There will be a deposition of Hillary Clinton. And of course, of interest there is not what people think, but more on the foundation stuff. However, it's still important. But you know what? I can see a McCabe and even a Brennan facing the music. But I don't think
who's a Muslim, by the way. Who's a clear Muslim? Kevin Shipp told us. No doubt he's a Muslim.
Of course, yeah. Now see, but where I have a problem, and this is, I have a problem where people are waiting for this big storm to happen. And of course, this coronavirus, you know, maybe was shadowing the storm, is kind of giving cover to the storm where people are being arrested. Well, look, you know, the reality is it's a lot more simple than that. And I think you nailed it with the ball of confusion. I think people are looking for, I call it hopium, and I heard that word a dozen years ago. I think there's a lot of hope out there, but not a lot of people willing to really do anything. And a lot of people hamstrung by the system, by the deep state, like you said. And you know, people think that they know more than Donald Trump. Donald Trump gets in office. You know, who in the hell knows what, I mean,
we can't even begin, right?
Can you imagine?
We can't even begin to think.
You're right.
And folks, listen, let me ask you this. Why are you counting on Donald Trump to do it anyway? What are we expecting him to do? And so what I tell all of my friends, and some of them who aren't my friends, Donald Trump, as far as I'm concerned, has made it still legal to be a Christian. Still legal to be a Christian. So are we going to be Christians or not? Are we, as the body of Christ, are we going to rise up and begin to push back against some of these forces of darkness? Again, those same forces that we tell ourselves the Bible says is coming. We know it's coming. Here it is. And we don't have any idea what we want Trump to do something about it. Trump? What is it? Where does it say he has to do something about it? Which brings me back to where we started. Now, locally, we can go to our governors and maybe begin to reclaim some of our government. I said to my, be careful. The FBI will come and visit me on this one. But it's about time for some pitchforks, isn't it, Doug? Amen. Some torches that yes. we reclaim our rights from those four. I don't care how good their intentions were. You're right. You try to go to jail or go to the courtroom and tell the judge that you had the best intentions when you robbed that store. That you were going to rob that store because you were going to give it. You may have the best of intentions. And the governors and their medical experts, they may have the best of intentions, but it doesn't give them the right to violate the law. And the Bible says that when lawlessness will abound, the love of many will wax cold. Doug, when they put out those orders here in Ohio, I laughed my way through it. You're not allowed to go anywhere unless you have a reason to. You're not allowed to go to Walmart unless you have a reason to. You're not allowed to go to Lowe's unless you have a reason. It was like the most, it's like, I said, how do you live like that, right?
Really?
And so again, they are making rules that make law breaking a bit okay. It's a bit okay, right? Yeah, you got a reason to do it. And that brings back to the fact that we no longer obey the laws of God, do we? The laws of God. Thou shalt not steal. Well, okay. Yeah, we get in that situation. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Yeah, okay. We get it. So we see manifesting in the society what's going on in the spiritual realm and with Christians who are refusing to stand up and do the right thing. Doug, how long are we going to let them kill babies? How long? One of the things that we got into in our discussion with, today's show, but others, folks, hear me. Blood is power in the spiritual realm. It's power.
Yes.
Did you ever ask yourself why in this time they still killing babies? Abortion is an essential service. Essential? Taking of a, in a time when we're trying to save lives, killing babies is essential. It's because of, again, the dark side that's behind the whole idea of blood and bloodletting and blood sacrifices and high holy days of darkness. This stuff empowers those who are in power. Again, the kings of this world conspire against the Lord and his anointed. So there must be kings in this world. There must be a dark side. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers. Who and what are those principalities and powers? And what powers those powers? Doug, blood is so essential. Some of you think I'm crazy. I'm just telling you the truth.
No.
Just do a deep dive on it and just study it. Just study it. The life is in the blood. Study adrenochrome, which is in that out of the video that Kevin and those guys did. Blood, adrenochrome, drinking. You mean drinking human blood? Yeah, they're actually doing that. Yes, they actually are. Sacrificing human beings. Yes, they actually are. That is all powering the dark side. And unfortunately, Christians live in such a cocoon, we don't want to believe any of this stuff's going on.
Yeah, it's amazing. Exactly. Yeah, the level of now adrenochrome. Just folks, look, I don't send me emails because I know what adrenochrome is. I know it can be manufactured as well. Okay, because separately. However, what you're talking about, that the blood from the energized, yep. hyper frightened, child.
Little children.
Yeah, exactly.
It's real.
Exactly. Now, special powers to these people. And again, it doesn't matter if you believe this, they believe it. It doesn't matter. Period. They believe it. And belief is the driver of their actions. And we have to stop kind of being so myopic in my view. And we have to look at really what's going on. And
we're told, right. we're told not to be ignorant of his devices.
That's right.
Now, hey, Doug, old football coach here, right? Every time I went into a football game, we studied the other team. I wanted to know what their devices were, right? Because what they did well, we wanted to stop. But I knew at the same time they were studying us. And I would say, well, what are they going to do to try to stop us? And so you formulate a game plan. And here we sit in America in 2020, and the Christian church has no understanding of the dark side. Doesn't seem to be interested, really, in the dark side. It's almost like you go to the movies, and they're constantly giving you this dark stuff in all of the movies, and we take it in, and we leave and say, oh, man, that was really awful, but that's just a movie. That's just a movie. That's not really going on. Yes, it is. And here we are, Christians, who are not to be ignorant of his devices. And we got no clue what's going on around us, Doug. It's
amen.
What a time to be alive, buddy.
What a time to be alive. And you know, Coach, again, I don't want this to seem like this, you know, this mutual admiration fest, but I got to tell you, I've got a lot of respect for what you're doing. You're out there. You're in the trenches. You're making a difference. You're fighting the fight. Anything we should know about where you're going to be next? Anything we should know?
Well, it's like everybody else. We all get closed down, right? So we're in the process of trying to spur on some of these events at state houses, folks. It's coming back. Praise the Lord. It's coming back local. Praise the Lord. Right. But now again, maybe we can begin to have an impact and say, listen, you may want to close down New York City. Go for it. But you ain't closing down Columbus, Ohio. You ain't closing down Hebron, Ohio. We ain't going to have that happen here. This is still a government of the people, by the people, and for the people. And so that, as I said, is a great encouragement to me. And we're trying to make those things happen. But we had, like everybody else, Doug, we had some things planned out on the horizon we were going to do that got canceled because the venue won't let us do it. So we still go and we still do, but we're like everybody else. I'm getting to know my wife a little bit better. You know, we're out and about, but we're spending more time with. How about this one?
Your wife's a lucky lady, by the way. Go ahead.
Yeah. How about this great one? My grandkids are here all the time. It's awesome. So we have to look at some of these things that are going on and say, golly, was that the work of the Lord? You mean people can't worship sports anymore? They can't worship Hollywood anymore? They can't go to the bar and get drunk all the time? You mean they have to stay home and spend some time with their family? You mean people can't send their children to the public schools and be indoctrinated in humanism? No, they don't have to do that. They get to come to you and you get to, there's a lot of really, really good things coming, Doug. And here's what I tell everybody, man. We're coming out on this other end and America will never be America again. But that doesn't mean it has to be bad, brother. That doesn't mean it has to. It could be good. We may get a currency reset. That might be a good thing, right, Doug? If the dollar tanks, that might be a good thing. There might be something good that comes out of that. So we have to make sure doom and gloom, but looking at it with clear eyes and understand the opportunity that was before us.
Coach, I love you, man. Bookmark CoachDaveLive.com. Thank you so much for just joining me today.
Oh, man, love you.
It was a great time.
Good to be with you.
And we'll be seeing you at CoachDaveLive.com and in the huddles. Watch the videos, folks. Bookmark CoachDaveLive.com. Thank you, Coach. God bless you, my friend.
Bless you, Doug. Thanks for having me. Thanks, Eric.
Network break, folks. We're going to be right back. Give us 2 minutes.
Mainstream media won't. You're listening to the Hagman and Hagman Report on the Global Star Radio Network.
And welcome to this edition of the Hagman Report. It's a Friday, and if it's a Friday, you know what that means. Healthmasters.com. I got to tell you, Ted and Austin Brower, great show every single day on the Global Star Radio Network. Go to Healthmasters.com. If you do nothing else, get your supplements from Healthmasters. I'm going to tell you they are the best. Vitamin B, vitamin C, D, K2, D3, K2. the immune booster system, I'm sorry, the immune package, immune boosting package, they've got it all. And it works, the Ultimate Multiple, both in powder as well as in capsule form. They've got it. Before I get to them, I want to tell you about something that I feel equally strong about, and that is life insurance. You know, there are things that we look back on and think, how in the world did I get that so wrong? Kind of like my Betamax franchise idea. Okay, I'm kidding. But, you know, you look, I know you've... There are things that you plan in your life, things that I plan in my life. I got it way, way wrong. And no matter what it is, we're always going to get things wrong. That's just life. But there are also things that we can get right on the first try, like shopping for life insurance. That's where Policy Genius comes in. Policy Genius makes finding the right life insurance a breeze. In minutes, you can compare quotes from the top insurers to find your best price. You could save $1,500 or more a year by using Policy Genius to compare life insurance policies. Once you apply, the Policy Genius team will handle the paperwork, red tape, all for free. And Policy Genius just doesn't make life insurance easy. They can also help you find the right home and auto insurance and disability insurance. Look, folks, the Hagman family uses it. The Hagman office staff uses it. My friends use Policy Genius. They swear by it. So even if you look back on your, oh, I don't know, on your 8-track franchise, your Betamax franchise, right? If you look back in distress, you'll never be distressed about life insurance with Policy Genius. In a few minutes, you can find your best price and apply at policygenius.com. I want to thank my friends at Policy Genius. Again, we all get things wrong from time to time. At least we can get life insurance right with Policy Genius. Go to policygenius.com. And I just feel really inclined to tell you about this. Look, life insurance provides a tax-free lump sum of money to your loved ones after your death so you can make sure they're able to pay everyday bills, children's college funds, costs, and final expenses, whatever the case might be. And you can choose how many years your policy will last, the term and such. You can choose the amount. You can choose the term. All of this. You know, they are America's leading online insurance marketplace. That's policygenius.com. Policygenius.com. One more time, policygenius.com. All right, let's move right to Ted and Austin Brower. First up, Ted Brower. I just want to ask him a question. Hey, Ted. Or Austin. Austin, you there?
It's me, bud. Can you see me?
Can I see you? Yeah, I can see you. All right. I'm going to show you this. I want to show you this real quick, and then you can take it. Okay. So I'm not going to tell you exactly how I got this, except this was part of a pallet that was destined to a hospital, local hospital here. And what I have in my hand is a box of 50, count them, 50 face masks, medical face masks. Okay? You with me, Austin? You right there?
Yes, sir.
What's wrong with this picture? I don't know if you can see that.
Oh, they're a fresh batch straight from China.
And check that out. Face mask. Look at that. And all the instructions, I don't know if you can see that, in Chinese. But it says, hey, they're beautiful face masks. All right. I just thought I'd show that to you.
There's no doubt about it. I mean, China's definitely capitalizing on weakness. You know, there's no doubt they were absolutely involved in some of this to the degree whether or not they were funded. We see the millions of dollars of grant that they got. We've heard different accusations as far as with them coming in and working with the deep state and other aspects of our intelligence community. Whatever they were involved in, they are now making sure they capitalize on weakness. I got off the phone with one of my really good electrician buddies the other day. He's been helping out with my house build. And he basically said that he said that the material and the products coming out of China now, because China is back up, they are starting to spool back up, regardless of what anybody's saying. I've talked to about 6 different people in different industries that get stuff from China, and it's all spooling back up. He said the problem with it is now everything's gone up in price, and the shipping has gone anywhere from 20 to 50% more expensive than it was before and what they're charging in freight. So not only have they increased all the product cost, all the material cost, all the shipping cost, we're in the middle of a full-blown economic standstill right now, and we're being forced to basically shutter in home, I guess you could say, for fear no longer of just a virus, but of the reprisal from an out-of-control government. And some states are way better than others. I was talking to a friend down here in Central Florida the other day, one of my good buddies, and, you know, Polk County has been fairly unchanged by this whole thing. We have had very few cases. We've had a few instances where law enforcement has gotten involved in stuff, but it's been minimal. So other counties like Hillsborough County, they've gone completely off the deep end. You know, they arrested a pastor a couple weeks ago for having a lawful church service because they demanded that he not do it because they said so. There's been numerous people arrested out there for basically walking around and doing things lawfully, but they say there's a 9 o'clock curfew now. You're not allowed to be outside of your house even to jog or walk your dog between 9 and 5 a.m. unless you are an essential worker working for somebody very specific. You have ID, paperwork, all the whole Gestapo nonsense to simply go out of your house in Tampa. And now at the same time, we're starting to see crime ramp up significantly in Tampa. And it's not by happenstance. It is done on purpose. There's an article that I just got from Guns America. They posted this on the whole reason why the entire American populace should stay well armed right now. Florida inmate out of Tampa with a mile long rap sheet accused of murder now after being released due to the COVID-19 fears. And this has been going on all over the country, right? I'm just basically reporting on an incident that happened 45 minutes down the road from where I live. The Florida inmate had an extensive criminal history, was released last month because of COVID-19 fears, and is now being charged with second degree murder. Joseph Edward Williams, 26, had been released from prison in Hillsborough County 6 days after being arrested for heroin and paraphernalia possession, according to NBC News. In an effort to reduce the prison population and slow the spread of the alleged COVID-19, a state judge authorized the Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office to begin releasing any pretrial detainees arrested. The order did not prohibit inmates from being released if they had a violent criminal history beyond their current charges. Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office released 164 inmates, one of those individuals being Joseph Williams, on March 20th, one day after Williams was released, he was involved in a shooting. He fatally shot a man in the community by Progress Village. Authorities have now basically apprehended Williams involved. He has been charged with second-degree murder, also charged with a gun-related offense and with resisting an officer. Williams' rap sheet includes arrest on 35 previous charges, most of which are felony charges, if you search the Hillsborough County criminal records. And if you look back all the way down, where was it at here? I had it earlier. It goes all the way back to arrest in 2012. Almost 9 years this guy has a rap sheet. And the irony is he's 26 years old. 26 years old. Meaning his rap sheet goes back to his 17-year-old birthday, basically. So this guy is a career criminal, numerous felony charges, and they release him just because a judge says, you got to release people now because we don't want them getting COVID-19. This is the lunacy that we're seeing right now, Doug, and this is why I encourage everybody to not only stay armed, to stay awake and have situational awareness anywhere you go right now.
I'm going to tell you, I just think that poor man is just misunderstood, you know. And maybe he wasn't breastfed as a child. I don't know. But, you know, to blame him would be just such a disgrace. How could you? I mean, in fact, I would call upon the Right Wing Watch to just take that up. Go ahead. Take that up as a cause. Morons out there making decisions like that. But yeah, I agree with you, man. I don't go anywhere unarmed. I won't go anywhere unarmed. I'll tell you, if they said I can't walk my dog after 9 or between 9 p.m. and 5 a.m., that's when I walk my dog. I guarantee that's when I'll be walking my dog because, I don't see anything in the Constitution that tells me I can't do that. Just don't.
Oh, you're 100% right. And that's what we're starting to see in a lot of these states and a lot of these counties, where you can blatantly see the mayors and the sheriff's department. They're almost gleeful with joy right now. I've seen it in multiple places across the country. They're excited. They're like, oh, you have to do what we say. You have to go in your house. You can't go to church. You can't talk back. And there's a video in Louisiana the other day of a black pastor, bishop, trying to have church, and they were having basically another drive-in movie church, or not drive-in movie, drive-in pastor, you know, pulpit church, and there were like 10 squad cars that pulled up, and they began to tell him how he can't do this and he can't do that. And one of the officers has the audacity, Doug, you probably saw this video, he goes, this is a national emergency. Your rights have been suspended. And he goes, my rights have been suspended to lawfully assemble and worship as I see fit? He goes, I'm sorry, sir, but you can't suspend a right that you didn't give. You can't tell me you're suspending my rights and I can't do this when you never gave me those rights. Those are God-given rights to worship how I see fit. And they ended up having a church service and more people were fined. And they allegedly, the law enforcement allegedly blocked off another church service in Louisiana, blocked off the whole entry, would not allow them to drive into the parking lot, which that in and of itself right there is violation as far as of property rights and everything else. So I don't even understand where these guys are coming from. I don't understand it. I get in some instances, you know, they say, oh, law enforcement's following orders or situations escalate. They may use excessive force that wasn't really necessary because, you know, when you get in a heavy confrontation, sometimes things escalate. I get that in some cases. But this, there's no excuse for this. There's zero excuse for this, actually. This is to the point now where we're seeing these guys are blatantly going out of their way to make sure that they can't, be controlled and that they go completely berserk. But good news is, I saw this up in Michigan. If you guys saw this, there have now been four sheriffs up in Michigan who have defied the Governor Whitmer for overstepping her executive authority. They went on to say that she has now gone to ban the sale of non-essential items like seeds and gardening tools.
Yeah, which makes no
sense. Yeah, there's only one reason. One reason you would do that, you don't want people learning tools, trades, and becoming more self-sufficient during this lockdown. That's the only legitimate purpose you could come up with that. And so they went on to say sheriffs Mike Barovich, Ted Schindel, Ken Falk, and Kim Cole, all different sheriffs of different counties, released a press statement detailing what they said was their decision to place their oath to the Constitution above Whitmer's edicts that they said overstepped her executive authority. The sheriff's wrote, our focus needs to be on reopening our communities and getting people back to work. The group of sheriffs announced they will not enforce majority of Democratic Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer's far left propagandist feminist liberal. I had that last.
You talk about that. Yeah, feminazi. She's a plastic looking feminazi. What the hell's wrong with her, by the way? Anyway.
Okay. They came out and they did this right before that giant rally on Wednesday, when everybody came out in their cars and they were driving around with signs, they full-blown locked down the entire Capitol, which I told them, I said, civil disobedience is the only thing that's going to wake everybody up right now.
Amen.
If we continue to stay in our beds and stay in our houses, and I'm not encouraging people to go do frivolous things like cough on people or not wash your hands or do dumb stuff. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is walking your dog at 9 o'clock at night. Are you joking me right now? What is the boogeyman COVID-19 virus only show up when it's dark outside? You can only do that? And people have argued, they said, well, you know, there's more criminals doing criminal stuff at night. They want to make sure they monitor that. Really?
Really?
Because criminals don't do anything in the daytime? How about we roll the video of the incident up in Illinois last week at 1:49 p.m. in the afternoon when two men with COVID-19 face masks and gloves on with a bag with a blowtorch and a saw kicked in the front door of a man's house and attempted to rob him with firearms because they thought he had money in his house. And he ended up shooting one of the individuals in the house, killing him, and chased the other guy out front and beat him half to death, which he lawfully was able to do so. So don't tell me that, oh, criminals do stuff at night. How about everybody stays armed and vigilant and protects themselves instead of waiting on the police to come in and say, well, you know, you got to wait for law enforcement. You don't need to put this in your own hands. No, this is the issue that we've run into in America now, Doug. Everybody is turning into a giant baby. Everybody wants to be coddled, breastfed, diaper changed, and burped before they have the government put them to bed. And everybody truly is starting to believe, well, not everybody, a large portion of the government or the population starting to believe that the government is here to protect them and take care of them. I mean, look at the thing we have now. Now we have representatives in Congress putting a bill forward now that the $2.2 trillion bill wasn't enough, the stimulus package. The $4 trillion bill wasn't enough for the stock market. Now they've put forward a bill called the Emergency Money for the People Act that they're saying is going to provide $2,000 for every person every month until employment gets back to the way it was before COVID-19. And they go on to say right here in the article, in the bill, what if you don't earn income or you're not employed? That's fine. If you had no earnings, were unemployed, on unemployment, or are currently unemployed, you will still be eligible for the $2,000 per person every single month. They couldn't stop the American populace. They couldn't stop the economy. No matter how hard they tried to crash it with their free money, not their free money, their manipulated money, their ridiculous quantitative easing, they couldn't do it. So now they said, okay, the only thing we can do is literally force the American populace into their house and tell them they have to take our free money now because they can't work. And it's nauseating to me to see a country that has been so thriving, so amazing, so strong, so vigilant, so successful, literally be forced to its knees by the stinking bankers in the deep state because they want to bring in a full-blown totalitarian government, Doug. It's very, very frustrating. And again, that is why I reiterate, civil disobedience and doing things that are not constitutional are pretty much the only option we have left right now. Going out and boating in the afternoon, taking friends out, doing safe activities, but showing them that we're not going to go in. In my opinion, I've already talked to people in Central Florida. They've already started reopening their businesses in Polk County. A lot of them didn't even shut down, even though they were non-essential. They said, dude, who gets to deem essential and non-essential? We already saw in California, they came out and tried to say gun stores are non-essential. So we have individuals that in most cases were not elected, they were appointed, come out and say, we know it's best for you, you're not an essential business, you have to shut down. That's hogwash. That's nonsense. To allow somebody that has no bearing on your life, no control over your finances, no impact on what you truly do positively, come in now and say, we're shutting down everything you do, taking everything you have, shutting down your entire livelihood because you're not classified as essential, is complete and total unconstitutional tyranny, Doug.
Did you? I don't know whether you saw. Alyssa Milano was not crying, but bemoaning the fact that gun sales during this pandemic, if you will, are surging. And she's saying, oh, this can't be. You got to stop this. You got to stop. No, buy more. Invest in lead and brass. Do it. And iron. Okay. Because I think you're going to need them. So thank you. Austin Brower is my guest. Fridays, Austin and Ted Brower, the Ted and Austin Brower show, heard right here on the Global Star Radio Network. There it is on your screen. If you're watching it live, right there, 5 days a week. Yeah, okay, almost. 5 days a week, Monday through Friday. You can click on that, listen to them live Monday, 3 to 4 p.m., and Sundays, 7 to 8 Eastern time. And then, of course, down below, listen by phone if you want. There's the phone number. But you know what, folks? Here's what you can do. You can make your immune system, well, can I? I'm not even sure I'm allowed to make that claim because many people find great pleasure in saying, well, you can't make claims and I'm going to turn you into the whatever governing body there is. But here's my story. I take supplements from healthmasters.com. I've taken other ones. They don't work. The other ones, that is, not Health Masters. Health Masters work. Out of all of the daily vitamins I take, this is the only daily vitamin I feel different with, Ultimate Multiple. And in terms of immune boosting, there it is right there. You can buy the kit while they're in stock, back on sale. Proven ingredients, Hagman Brower Healthy Immune Kit. It's right on top, folks. Go for it. I got a little trouble with the black seed oil, but you know, in terms of like, you know, really trying to like it. But their vitamin C.
We have it in capsule, Doug. The good thing about the black seed oil that we do have is we offer it in liquid and in capsule now. The capsule is obviously much easier because you don't even taste it. It's like taking a, you know, a fish oil pill or okay. something of that sort. So I know the liquid, some people don't mind it. Ted will guzzle the liquid, doesn't have a bit of problem with it. I can't take the liquid either. It's just too strong. It's incredibly effective for what it does, but now we have the 1,250 milligram capsules that allow you to still get in a really high dose of the black seed oil without having to deal with the rigmarole of drinking straight black seed oil, because some people don't have a problem with it. And it's very strange because we've actually looked at research on it, and certain people have certain taste bud receptors, essentially, if you can even call it that, that respond differently to that sativa seed, that black seed that's in there. So some people take it, like, for instance, Steve, one of our reps, he takes the liquid and he's like, dude, I don't taste anything. It doesn't even bother me. I take the liquid. I'm like, dude, this stuff's horrible. I take the capsules, don't even taste it. So that way we still offer the options. And in that kit, you could still choose whether or not you want the liquid or the soft gels in that kit.
Okay, good. Because I know my wife's listening to this. Renee, make the order, the capsules now. Okay. All right. So I know she's listening to that, but folks, seriously, go to healthmasters.com, stock up on your vitamins. HR5 is a coupon code, I think, right? Still? Is that okay?
Absolutely. Yeah. For all of our Hagman listeners, we have that active right now, and we're just encouraging everybody to use this time of things that are going on, not only to make your voice heard, to spread the information also of truth that's going on, and get into better shape, exercise some, work on your diet. I mean, now more than ever, people are watching their diet, in my opinion, from what I've seen, at least down here, because people are realizing, hey, you know, there's different things that I can buy. Maybe I should try to be budget friendly. Maybe I should try to get cleaner food. We're making more food from home. Everybody is right now. So take it as an opportunity to eat clean, get your immune system strong, because there's no doubt about it. This virus is very real, but it also is being very hyped and spoofed onto what it's also not. I mean, we've seen report after report now of where the heart attack rates, the stroke rate deaths, the pneumonia death rates, all of them have been dropping. Even the flu death rates have been dropping precipitously. There was even an article the other day that Cortez, I forgot her other name. There's another girl posted. I don't have it in front of me. And she basically said, you know, is it ironic that the COVID-19 deaths are going through the roof at the same time? Heart attacks, strokes, pneumonia deaths are all basically going through the floor and basically falling off a cliff. Yeah, that's not ironic. And now here's the article that came out. Even the New York Times commented on this. So the New York City Health Department has now reported the city's death toll is over 10,000 deaths in the city alone. The figures combine the 6,589 victims who tested positive for the virus, plus the 3,778 who are never tested, but death certificates list the cause as COVID-19. Wait, what? So you have literally almost half of the people that have died from COVID-19. Half of the ones on the list now, or a third, you should say, haven't even been tested. Oh, I'll go further. It says probable coronavirus deaths were more common than confirmed in coronavirus deaths among victims age 75 and older. Rather than a heart attack, they're saying a heart attack caused by COVID-19. And of course, COVID-19 is put on the primary line. Heart attack is put on the secondary line. And so they have COVID-19 is being counted as the deaths. This is happening all across the country in order to spoof the numbers. They want to keep the fear and loathing as high as they can. Why? Because they have a full-blown vaccine microchip program that Bill Gates has been working on now since 2018 with RNA and DNA editing, with basically CRISPR gene editing is essentially what's a variant of, since 2015. And the thing is, Bill Gates has never got to live out his fantasy of injecting hundreds of millions of people in the United States with this RNA vaccine yet. He hasn't got to do it. And so he's literally frothing at the mouth right now like a rabid Doberman, just waiting on the green light to roll this thing out. I mean, some of the articles and some of the interviews I've watched, because I've been doing some research on him and everything he's been involved in, and some of the research he's done and the involvement of things he's been involved in, and he's doing these interviews, and he's got this unbelievably sinister-looking, smug look on his face with this smirk like, yeah, this is what we have to do. The country can't reopen until everybody has a vaccine. I feel like I'm watching Austin Powers or something. Like, I need $100 million. This is what he's acting like. I'm making kind of a joking fashion because there's not much other way to do it right now. But then, you know, I read another article here from John Rappaport. He broke down the RNA vaccines in real detail of what they're doing. He said the DNA RNA vaccine, the new technology, is really gene editing therapy. It's synthesized genes are injected into your body and they're set up to make you have an immunity, although they actually permanently alter the genetic makeup of the recipient. Bill Gates has been going on talking about these immunity certificates, and as the COVID vaccine arrives, a certificate would be used to signify immunity for those who take the shot. It would function as a license in the new world. You're immune, so you're allowed to move out of your fear mode and circulate and travel and enter schools. Get how they always say, we're going to allow you. We're going to allow you to travel again. We're going to allow you to open your business again. Last time I checked, there is zero sentence, phrase, or even an interpretation of the United States Constitution that allows the United States government to permit its individuals or its citizens to travel freely or to open a business. That is a God-given bill of right that's put in there. There is no, oh, we're going to allow you to do this again. No, you're not. We can do it if we want to do it. We just have to understand that we don't have to listen to unconstitutional orders. And I digress, going further. For RNA DNA vaccines, the reference is all the way back from the New York Times in March 2015, titled Protection Without a Vaccine. What? This describes the frontier of research. Here are key quotes that illustrate the use of synthetic genes to protect against disease while changing the genetic makeup. It goes on to say here, although different from traditional vaccination, is instead a form of gene therapy. Scientists isolate the genes that produce powerful antibodies against certain diseases and then synthesize artificial versions. The genes are then placed into a live virus injected into human tissue muscle. The virus invades the human cells with their DNA payload. The synthetic gene is incorporated into the recipient's own DNA. If all goes well, the new gene instructs the cells to begin manufacturing powerful antibodies. I'm going to read that again. The synthetic gene is incorporated into the recipient's own DNA. They're rewriting your actual DNA, Doug. They're making you different. They are no longer making you what you were at birth. They are altering that forever and permanently. It goes back from the old CRISPR gene editing that started back also in 2015. And they said Technology Networks came out in 2017 and said CRISPR gene editing is taking biomedical research by storm, providing the ultimate toolbox for genetic manipulation. Many new applications for this technology are now being investigated and established. CRISPR systems are already delivering superior genetic models for fundamental disease control, drug screening, therapy development, and rapid diagnostics, and the correction of conditions, and now the first human CRISPR clinical trials. This is back in 2017, man. This has been going on for years. They've been waiting for an excuse to use this on the American populace to see what it's going to do. It was interesting. I watched two movies the other day. I actually pulled them out of my old DVD case intentionally because I knew they went into detail in this, and I kind of watched them again, and I wanted to do some research on this CRISPR. You can look at a lot of our articles we have at Health Masters as well on there, along with all the supplements. And I went into detail on looking at it. The first one's Rampage. It's a movie with The Rock. And it goes into specific detail about CRISPR-9 gene editing. And basically this really, really shady company is doing CRISPR-9 gene editing in space. And they go up and basically it goes, hey, well, I'm not going to spoof it for you or tell you what happened. But it actually comes down in the space capsule and three different types of animals are infected with it. And they start showing all these different examples of what happens in these animals. Now, of course, it's massively Hollywood, you know, extrapolated, and it goes far into the sci-fi realm, but it shows you what they can do. Now, the next one is the last Jurassic Park, not the Jurassic Extinction one, the horrible last one, the one right before that, where they actually go into detail of the spliced dinosaur they put together with a tree frog and a bat and a lizard and a T-Rex and a velociraptor. And they actually start to break it down in the film, what they did and the unintended consequences of what they built with this gigantic dinosaur that can actually cut off its heat signature or camouflage to its surroundings or sense and respond differently with velociraptors. Now, again, this movie's been Hollywood, you know, kind of expanded, but it really shows you what they're working on and what they're trying to do. And that's why it's so important people understand this vaccine is not going to be even like a normal vaccine that you've seen before. This is going to be so far above and beyond. And not only is it going to rewrite your DNA, that's kind of the first scary part of it. The thing that nobody really understands is, and nobody really fully realizes if they go through with this, at any point in time, this is how it ties into 5G. If they rewrite your DNA with this RNA DNA vaccine, we're not going to know what's in it. We're not going to know what it does to us. You may not have very many side effects. You may get it and be like, hey, I'm okay. I don't feel weird. I feel okay. But now all of a sudden we have a weaponized 5G technology that is being rolled out as fast as they can physically put it out. There's towers going up all over Florida. I'm getting photos all over the place where they're putting up these 5G big old, you know, refrigerator style tower microwave boxes on them. Oh, there's a lot of them are camouflaged as trees and so forth. They don't care. They're doing it in broad daylight now, and they're doing it as fast as they can. Those certain weapon technologies that they're putting up there can be adjusted. They don't just go on and they're one way and one way only. They can adjust the frequency. They can adjust the power. And remember, 5G is only a stair-stepping platform for 6G. So how do we know? And I'm going out here on a limb, but the research I've been doing is starting to tie this all together. How do we know that this RNA DNA vaccine they're going to inject us with isn't going to allow us to be more susceptible to certain diseases, certain ideas, certain things that pop up once they start changing the frequency of the thing all around us when we're completely and totally encompassed with this microwave technology that we know was originally built as a military weapon platform, Doug?
Oh, man. You said a lot there. That's a lot of information to take in, folks. I mean, think about this. And it just blows my mind how quickly the mainstream media and the fact checkers have said, you know what, 5G... it's okay, and certainly don't conflate the 5G with issues with vaccines or the coronavirus. You know, don't make sure you don't say that in the same sentence, because then you are a conspiracy kook.
Yep.
Yeah.
We'll ban you. Yeah, let me interject on that. This is something I saw, you know, a couple weeks ago. You saw this. Facebook and YouTube went out and they said they were banning all content that got flagged that was related to 5G dangers and 5G and vaccines. They already started doing this. Now they came out this week and they said they are now doing fact-checking services like something we have never done before. They are now taking the unprecedented action of actually notifying users who have previously liked, reacted, or commented on coronavirus cures or remedies that they consider to be fake news, dangerous, or false information. So what they're going to do is now, if you like something on Facebook that said basically, hey, vitamin C and D3 are really effective for the immune system, and it can help prevent your body from getting worse if you get coronavirus or possibly at least maintain a healthy immune system. And fact check, this is false. We're now transitioning you to the World Health Organization for true research, and we're going to let you know what they say about this on their Mythbusters page. I kid you not, that's what they're doing right now. Man. They literally have the term Mythbusters page, and they're now labeling anything, even from orthomolecular medicine news services regarding vitamin C treating coronavirus, as fake news. Now, if you guys know, I've talked about it repeatedly with the Chinese articles and research that came out repeatedly about vitamin C and what it does for the body and helping fight off viruses. I mean, article after article after article on orthomolecular medicine, even peer reviewed by like 47 different doctors. And the last thing he said on here is he said early and sufficient large doses of vitamin C are critical. Vitamin C is not only a prototypical antioxidant, it's also involved in virus killing and prevention of viral replication. This is from Dr. Chin, a U.S. board-certified specialist in anti-aging medicine. Anyone saying that vitamin therapy can stop coronavirus is now being labeled as promoting false information and pushing false news when we see research after research after research talk positively about vitamin C. Are you kidding me? And now Facebook's going out of their way to list anything about vitamin C as fake news and pushing you to the World Health Organization, which you literally cannot even trust them as far as you could possibly throw them. this is an information war, Doug. As you see it and I see it now, they're doing everything they can to shut down free speech. At the same time, they're shutting down a lawful assembly of people getting together. They're shutting down people from being able to travel freely on their way. And that's why I've encouraged everybody, speak your mind. Get this information out there. Forward these articles. Talk about this stuff. Even if they ban it on social media, blast it again on another platform. Get it out there and keep your immune system strong. Vitamin C has no doubt been shown for decades, not just recently, decades to maintain healthy immune system. So for them to come out with something this reckless, this is blatantly reckless now, to come out and ban and block and say it's fake news to discuss vitamin C dealing with any virus whatsoever is reckless and incomprehensible to me, that these guys actually are this arrogant. They think nobody is going to notice, and they're going this far out on a limb to try to block the truth. This shows you they are playing for blood now. They are not playing anymore as far as joking. This is not a game to them. They're going out of their way to try to spread propaganda and rhetoric in their favor and basically censor anybody that talks about real truth, Doug.
Yeah, I know. And I'll tell you something. It makes me want to get more of a supply of nutritional supplements, because I don't know, you know, will we one day wake up and all of a sudden, Health Masters, you know, sorry, you can't buy vitamin C. You can't buy your vitamin from, you just can't do it, you know, and that concerns me a lot. And at the rate we're going, I can almost see that happening. So folks, please do me a favor. If you're listening to this program tonight, check your cabinet. If you're low on Ultimate Multiple, or if you don't have it in there, get it. Vitamin C as well. Whatever products you're taking, you should be taking, including the, immune system booster, that whole package right there. Please do yourself a favor. You're going to feel so much better. And that is healthmasters.com, healthmasters.com. HR5 is the coupon code. And look, folks, you know, I don't get paid for saying this. I don't. So, but I feel better. I can tell a marked difference in my concentration, in my focus, in my energy levels, in my health in general, and that is by products from healthmasters.com. I don't want to overtake your time. Are you with me through the top of the hour?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Ted ended up having some stuff he had to handle over on the property today, so he, okay. I told him I would take over the entire show for him as he was running out of time, which I told him would be a pleasure. I love being on your show over here. Sure. And just to let everybody know as well, the Ultimate Multiple Capsules, probably one of the most popular products, is just a baseline supplement, is on sale now for Product of the Week for 10% off. So you can be sure to check that out. And that's product, I tell people right there, if you don't take anything, if you're on a super tight budget and you're wanting to spread supplements out among the whole family, something that everybody can take and get great results from and at least still get small amounts of vitamin C, D3, iodine, you know, vitamin A, everything in there. The Ultimate Multiple Capsule is probably one of the most budget-friendly, easiest-to-take supplements, and everybody can take it if you can swallow capsules. If you have young children, they really don't want to swallow capsules. We also have the Ultimate Multiple Chewable. However, those aren't currently on sale right now, but they are an option. And we have the Ultimate Multiple Powder if you like to mix it in a protein shake or a drink or something, or a smoothie or some sort. And that's always a very, very popular product as well. But you know, Doug, we're seeing this censorship become so far outlandish. It's almost a joke of what we're seeing just with the information that we talk about, information that goes out on YouTube now, social media. And now, you know, last week I talked about in brief detail about Apple and Google now making the announcement that they're basically joining hands to put together a giant program so they can monitor everybody that comes in one and encounters one another on their phones if anybody ends up having COVID-19. And, you know, I woke up this morning and I just kind of – I looked at some stuff online. I was getting ready for work real early, ran over to the office, went back to the house build, and I just kind of sat there and for a second. And I was just looking out at the sky and just kind of sitting there with my thoughts for a few minutes. And I went, wow, they've actually really done it. I never thought they could pull this off. I never thought you could have people locked inside their houses not wanting to come outside, shutting down the entire economy because they're so scared of what's going on, because they're so brainwashed. And at the same time, we're being lied to almost every single day of our lives right now by the mainstream media. And that's why, listeners, everybody listen to our show, if you're a Health Masters customer or listener, a Hagman listener or customer, regardless, even if you just like to listen occasionally and get different ideas to talk about, please listen to me. It's so crucial we get this information out right now. We are at a very, 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 very aggressive tipping point in this country. If we don't start making some changes in our behavior and our civil disobedience, and when I say that term, I don't mean go around and slap somebody upside the face and do something stupid. Please understand what I'm saying there. When you have individuals like the governor of Michigan going in and saying, you can't buy seeds and gardening tools, I encourage every store that's still open up there, put seeds and gardening tools on the front stand in front of your registers and sell them. This has become unbelievable to me that we have people following these orders now and refusing to sell unbelievably important items. They're crucial. These are staples. Imagine if you told people even back 50 years ago, in the 70s, you can't buy seeds. You can't buy gardening tools. You'd probably have riots on Washington, D.C. But because we've twisted it and they've allowed us to manipulate the large bulk of the American population's minds, people believe this crap. Wake up. Open your eyes. Put your helmet on and say, hey, this doesn't make sense. None of this makes sense. Do your own research. You don't have to listen to me. You don't have to listen to Doug. Don't listen to Ted. Do your own research. I encourage everybody to do that. Don't blindly follow anybody. That's why we put all these articles up on our show. That's why Doug puts all his articles up on our show. We want you to do your own research. Please do the research. When you see places like Facebook and YouTube banning people from having commentary and topics about 5G towers that we know for a fact have very harmful effects on any living species, we know for a fact that vitamin C absolutely helps viruses in general. COVID-19 aside, viruses in general has an incredibly effective impact on them. We know that, and at the same time, these companies are censoring it and shutting it down and not letting people talk about it. This is a full-blown war. We are under soft martial law right now. We may not have troops in the street with tanks yet. Yes. We may not have UN troops running around in armored personnel carriers yet. But we are in the beginning stages of soft martial law. When you have law enforcement blocking entryways to churches so they can't have drive-in churches, when you have law enforcement in Louisiana going up to every car in the drive-in parking lot to listen to a pastor while they sit in their car peacefully and writing them $500 citations for not following a government directive of staying in their home, when you have the governor of Michigan telling people they can't buy seeds and gardening tools, you are under martial law. You just haven't woken up and realized it yet. Understand what's going on, folks. Please listen to me. I can't be any more sincere than this today. Everybody, go out and do stuff safely. Be aware. Understand what's going on. I don't mean go and break blatant laws and statutes. What I mean, if there have been unconstitutional restrictions that have been placed on the American populace currently right now, you are not required to follow them. If you're a store and you still have seeds and gardening tools in your store, you absolutely have the constitutional right to sell them. It doesn't matter what the governor says. The governor can come in and say, guess what, guys? We're mandating that anybody that has more than one kid has to execute their next child via abortion. Is everybody going to listen to that? That's not lawful. That's not constitutional. That's not even biblical. So where's the line drawn when they go full-blown tyrannical that we come in and say, this isn't making any sense now, guys. We can't do this anymore. So please, I encourage everybody to make sure you're looking at what's going on and use your mind and cognitive reasoning that God's given you, Doug.
I totally agree. Let me just grab my what I got here this week. Hang on a second here. I just want to read from this. The little disclaimer I've got to put in here. Let's see. Bubba. Okay. Okay. So, who knows how many people have been fooled by fake news. I've got to be careful how I read this. That's why I'm hesitating. Many people have been fooled by fake news. Bracketed as real news to their loyal and gullible Christian audiences. A little further down. The United States is not now under martial law as they said it would be. Americans still are able to own and purchase guns. So be careful I won't go any further in this. I said that to make a point, okay? What the people who have gone after us for the allegations of fake news and insulting my audience and the audiences of Ted and Austin Brower as loyal and gullible Christian listeners. Well, where in the hell? I can't say anymore. I'm not allowed to say anymore, but you get the point. Okay. We told you, Austin told you, Ted and Austin told you, this broadcast told you, this day was coming. We are under this tyrannical martial law by these out of control leftist communist governor lunatics and these feminazis like that Gretchen from Lansing up there, whatever her name is, Whitmore. Okay, so everything's changed, and it really, I'm angry. You know, Austin, I'm angry because we're here now, and you're right. You just said a few paragraphs ago. What? We're not allowed to buy seeds? BS. What? We cannot freely assemble? A constitution that says otherwise, and our rights are being trampled and violated, and we are just grabbing our ankles, or they're telling us to grab our ankles, forgoing the lube and saying, you're going to take it and you're going to like it. And you know what? It's about damn time we tell people to shut up and sit down, in my view, the people that want to tell us what to do. No, you're not our leaders. You work for us. You are our servants, and it is your duty. By God, it is your duty to adhere to the Constitution of the United States and not what you think you can get away with. So that's just, thanks for allowing me to blow some steam off there. And you know what else? Yeah. I want people, when I read this next week, I want you to get the time right. All right? Get the time stamp right. Because, seriously. And people know what I'm talking about. Go ahead, Austin.
Well, no, you're right. I mean, remember, these are representatives. They're here to represent us. They're here to help us. They're to protect and serve. And that's what's ironic and so disappointing about some of these sheriff's departments, where they're acting so blatantly aggressive. And they're there to protect and serve, not harass, intimidate, not to go in and blatantly follow unconstitutional orders for some of these people. And that's why I was so proud of those four Michigan sheriffs that came out and said, no, this Gretchen's basically off her rocker, since is what they said, paraphrasing it. She's basically off her rocker. She's nuts. I don't know what she's talking about. We're not going to enforce what she's talking about. This is asinine. It's stupid. It doesn't even make sense. There's no purpose, even if there was a horrible pandemic right now, which there is not. Even if there was, there is no justification nor any reasoning behind what they're doing. Simply exactly. To flex their muscles and put down a cage in front of us. Because I'll be the first one in the beginning. I was concerned about this as a true pandemic. I told her about it on the show. I said, get ready for this. Get your immune system strong, regardless of you have it before or after, regardless. I said, because this thing may escalate. And now the more that we've seen it, the more we realize the numbers don't add up. We see they're having to intentionally manipulate stuff. They're having to intentionally add people that die from heart attacks and car accidents to COVID-19 death certificates. We're seeing that they're blatantly saying that people get registered as COVID-19 patient, even if they've never been tested, just if the physician thinks they may have a symptom possibly of COVID-19. And the thing about it is the symptoms of COVID-19 are like any standard cold or flu. Oh, I got a headache. I got a sore throat. I got a cough. I mean, okay,
but,
yes.
But you know what? Austin, here's what I think. I agree with you on that, but I think that there's a payload in there or payloads, mutations, and I have a feeling this is not the last that we're going to see of this. We're going to see different iterations of this. And it's going to get worse because this is an engineered bioweapon without a doubt. Anyone who says otherwise.
100%.
So there's things. And by the way, it's about damn time that people understand that China is at war with the United States. And thank you, Hank Henry Kissinger. Thank you, Richard M. Nixon. Thank you for that shuttle diplomacy back in the 70s. And, oh, Bill Clinton, in your transfer of technology to communist China. Go ahead, sir.
Oh, communist China is a whole other level. There's no doubt about this. You're absolutely right. This has been engineered. The problem they ran into is a lot of the healthy individuals are much healthier with stronger immune systems than they still even anticipated. This is why people that are dying from it are almost all predominantly immune-impaired people. They have serious health problems, severe obesity or COPD or heart complications already before they caught it. Majority of the people that I've talked to, and I've talked to multiple people that have gotten it, recovered from it, may or may not have tested it, didn't test for it, still think they may have got it, had the exact symptoms, had horrible coughing, pushed through it. Talked to a bunch of people like that. There's no doubt about it. They're going to keep trying to push this. They've already said, they're already telling us what they're going to try to do. They're going to keep using this as an excuse, regardless if it is horrific or it's mild or not. They're going to keep using this as an excuse to shut things down and to prevent people from gathering and to stop people from freely traveling. Regardless of what happens, the excuse will not stop from this. But there's no question about it. Communist China wants to own the United States. They're a full-blown communist country. Yes. I mean, now you can't even go anywhere unless you have the green bar on your phone. Green, you have to scan it, everything. Get on a plane, get on a train, get on a bus, go in the store, go shop, go in a restaurant. Got to scan your phone. Green bar comes up, they let you in. Red bar, yellow bar comes up, they either detain you or tell you you have to go back to your home and quarantine immediately. They're already doing that in China. That's been going on now. Now they want to do the same thing with Apple and Android phones. They're already getting that platform together so they can control the populace and say, oh, sorry, you don't have your digital biometric passed. You haven't passed your immunity test yet. You need to be vaccinated or you need to go take a shot or you need to go take a test now before you can do anything at all. You watch and see. I told Lane this last night. I said, you watch and see if they don't start implementing this in large gatherings that people want to go to, NFL stadiums, big, large malls, large events that are going on, if they don't start having people and forcing them and not allowing them inside, if they don't have some type of documentation or proof or something on their phone that they can show that they're green lighted to go in, I personally think that's about to start happening soon. Maybe not, you know, next couple of weeks, but over the next year to 2 years, because remember, this is a long game. This is just the literal tip of the iceberg that we're seeing with this right now. This is the beginning phases of it. Yeah, a lot of people are going, oh, guess what? The virus is about to be done soon. We're about to be over this. Everything's going to go back to normal. No, the level of normalcy is gone. What we had before is gone. Unless we retake what we had before and we demand that our rights be respected and our rights not be trampled on, this is going to get worse and worse and worse and worse and worse. This is just the beginning phases. Understand that, everybody. This is just warming up. I promise you can mark my words in April 2020 right now. In a year from now, April 2021, if you go back and look at the show, I promise you, we will not be the same normal we were before this. We will be much further down the line unless we start taking a stand and making sure we can do something. That's why I keep encouraging everybody. Keep your immune system strong. Get in shape. Exercise. Start doing pull-ups, sit-ups, squats. If you can physically do so from a health standpoint, I know some people may have injuries. I'm not encouraging you to do that and hurt yourself. But if you're physically able to do so, there's no excuse why you should not be physically fit right now. Because a strong, aggressive, smart, healthy populace is almost unstoppable in the United States because of how big we are, how smart we are, and how armed we are. I'm saying that from a legitimate standpoint. So please, I'm not just telling people to stay in shape because it's the right thing to do. I'm telling you to stay in shape because it is the right thing to do, but it's also your requirement as a constitutional patriot that you maintain your health for everybody else, and that you maintain your strength and you maintain your ability to stand firm and fight if we have to, whether it's in the news, whether it's in the information war we're in, or whether it's physically resisting something. You have to stand up and be firm. We can no longer rely on the government or the medical industrial complex or law enforcement or anybody to cover and protect us. We have seen that now. They are all complicit in making sure they push this agenda on us as aggressively as they can, and it's about time we wake up and start understanding that, Doug.
Yeah, I don't want Eric the Tech having to push me in a wheelchair when I'm out there fighting the enemy. So that's why I take Health Masters Nutritional Supplements. Healthmasters.com is the website. HR5 is the promo code. Healthmasters.com, HR5 promo code for non-sale items. Get your – what's on sale right now? Ultimate Multiple, get that today. I mean, that's a great deal, let me tell you. We take that here at the Hagman Household all of the time. Everyone here, it's required, one a day. And vitamin B, C, D3, K2, the entire regimen that is essentially offered at healthmasters.com. And if you think, well, you know, that's a lot of money, it's too expensive, let me tell you what's a lot of money. Going in the hospital, doctors, co-payments and prescription co-payments, that's a lot of money. And loss of work, that's a lot of money. Oh, wait, work, wait. 5.25 million more unemployed. Yeah, sorry about that. But go to healthmasters.com. That's healthmasters.com. HR5 is a promo code. They've got the best nutritional supplements on the market, bar none. That's my opinion. And, yeah, come after me, FDA, for saying things, right? No, I mean, it's my experience. And I'll tell you something. The blood sugar that was so out of control, you know what? There's a natural remedy for that, and it can be found at Health Masters. Yeah, they've done so much great work. Austin, we've got about 4 minutes left, 3 minutes, 3.5 minutes left of the program. I don't want to dominate. It's up to you, brother. You close us out.
Oh, absolutely. I appreciate it. And again, as I was saying a minute ago, make sure you're getting prepared with everything. Make sure you have some backup everything, whether it's backup supplements or backup ammo or backup food or backup water, backup batteries, backup medic kit, backup flashlight, backup everything. Because the reason why I'm telling you this right now is you've already gotten, everybody's pretty much gotten a real eye-opener with what's going on right now. Down here in Florida, we're used to having the government abandon us during hurricanes and stuff like that. We've had it happen numerous times. I said in our show the other day, back in 2004, 2005, whichever one it was now, we had 3 hurricanes basically cross over the middle of Polk County within a 6-week period. 2-week, 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 all crisscross pattern right over Central Florida. And I mean, we were flooded. Trees were down. Power lines were down in the water. No power for over a week and a half. Stores completely shut down. We figured out real quick, nobody's coming to help you. Nature isn't fair. There is no fairness in what's going on right now. It can be unbelievably cruel. And the problem is a lot of people are so geared to think the government is here to babysit you and protect you. The government is here to serve you. The government is here to listen to you. If you don't believe so, then how do you justify paying taxes? Just answer that question. If you're giving the government money, why are you giving the government money to rule over you? That makes no sense at all. That sounds like the feudal system. Is that where we're back in now? Are we in the feudal system? Think about it. Ask questions. Use your brain. Get prepared. We already see all these food companies right now. Tyson, JBS, another one over here, Smithfield. They're all shutting down plants because of the alleged COVID virus. Food supply is going to get short soon, guys. I have a huge batch of the organic food buckets coming in next week. Working diligently, fighting to try to get these buckets in stock. I like to keep a couple stocked on my end. They're unbelievably hard to get a hold of right now. They're actually certified organic. And no, I don't mean they're not just freezer locked bags of lentils and beans and cashews and stuff like that. There's nothing wrong with those, but I promise you, I've used those buckets before, and they're a darn nightmare in the middle of a situation because you're having to sit there and prepare like a 4-course meal every time you eat, and it's just a nightmare. These are ready to go. Dump them in water, heat them up, eat them and go, and you can supplement with other food. My personal recommendation, I like to keep organic beans and rice on deck, sealed up all the time, and then use that as your base, and then use some of the organic food bucket food on top of that to add more flavoring and some calories. Just my opinion. But be sure, stay in touch with the website. Call us if you need anything, healthmasters.com. We're here to help you guys with the highest quality supplements we can physically produce. But keep your immune system strong, get in the gym, and stay prepared.
Thank you, Austin Brower. Thank you so very much. And it's because of healthmasters.com that I can outdo Eric the Tech in pull-ups. He can only do 7. I can do 12.
I can only do 2.
Yeah, 2. No, I'm kidding, of course. But seriously, the best supplements in the world. Thank you for your product. Thank you so much for your information. God bless you and your father. Healthmasters, catch them on Sunday. Catch them every day, though, on the Global Star Radio Network. My friend, thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right, folks, that'll do it for me tonight. By the way, don't forget, folks, Sunday, for those people who were scheduled to have that meeting in Branson with Steve Quayle and me, it's going to be held Wednesday at 1 o'clock. What's that? Or Sunday. Sunday. Sunday at 1 o'clock. Sunday, 1 o'clock. And you will be getting, or if you haven't already, be getting an email. And if you don't, for some reason, Doug at HagmanReport.com in the subject line, Branson meeting. All right. Good night, everyone.